Chapter 1 Touching the Earth. The moon glows mystically in the star-scattered sky as a lone figure moves down a deserted beach. It stops, bends and grasps a gray stick washed up on the shore by the restless sea. Pushing its blunt end into the wet sand, the figure sketches a symbol. A wave crashes. The figure moves back, and just as the oncoming water sweeps over the symbol, a gust of wind rises, blowing back the tightly wrapped scarf. A woman's face appears in the soft moonlight. She smiles, confident that the spell has worked, and sits to listen to the crashing music of the sea. Why did the woman go to the ocean that night? Why did she draw a symbol on the sand? And how did these simple acts constitute magic? Natural magic, rather, the magic of nature, is an uncomplicated, direct branch of the magical arts, one derived from eons of experimentation by peoples scattered over the globe. It is perhaps a response to the limitless powers of nature, the power visible in the ever-changing seasons, the blossoming of a bud, the birth of young. The ways of nature magic are almost universally intended to one,